Nearly 1 million teachers, nurses, and other civil servants in South Africa have been on strike since June 1st, crippling hospitals and forcing soldiers and police to step in to provide protection and medical services. Negotiations between government and public sector unions are expected to resume tomorrow following protests yesterday in South Africa's major cities. Editor of South Africa's leading Catholic weekly, the Southern Cross newspaper, Gunter Simmermacher, says the strikers do have legitimate issues.
The bishops do recognize the democratic right to strike, but only as a last resort and when all avenues of negotiations have been exhausted. They do deplore the fact that there have been 8 months of negotiations before the strike began, and they question whether these negotiations were actually done in good faith. Now, one thing that does upset strikers and also the Justice and Peace Commission here in South Africa of the Bishops' Conference is the fact that civil servants were offered initially a 6% pay rise. They were demanding 12%. At the same time, proposals have been made that the president is going to get a 57% pay hike, his deputy president would get 40%, and government ministers would get 30%. Now, that 30% is also going to go to the minister who's in charge of the negotiations. And that is a sort of a situation that just adds fuel to the fire, to the anger that the strikers are feeling. The strikers certainly have a very genuine grievance there.